Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
If you ever have a problem, there's something that you can't get through or something that you need advice on, send it in to us. Fergal@todayfm.com. I love this kind of crack. Love that. I feel like an agony aunt or something. Like, I don't know. Feel nice about it. Anyway, send them in if you want. Fergal@todayfm.com. This is an interesting one, and it comes in from Declan, and it just says, Ferg, I need some advice on this one. I'm 24, living at home, and have been seeing my girlfriend for around 6 months. My mum gets on really well with her, but the problem is she doesn't let her stay at night. I feel bad, and we always have to stay at my girlfriend's place. I'm at the age where I think this shouldn't be a huge issue for her to stay over in my room every now and then, considering we live at different sides of the city. Moving out just now isn't an option the way rent is, and my girlfriend says they will just have to respect my mum's rules. But I really want to sit her down and have a serious chat with her. I think it's fair enough. I don't like this business of not under my roof, in inverted commas. Second, yeah, do you know, that is something that's very common all over the country, countrywide. I mean, I have loads of friends in that situation. And I don't think it gets any easier as you get older. I think once your parents make the mind up, not under my roof, that's not happening. Call it conservative, if you will. That's their wishes, and it is their property, and it is their house. And sometimes it's nice to respect your wishes. No matter how conservative it is, it's nice to respect your parents' wishes. My advice on this one is, look, if you're going out 6 months and you think there's going out for the long haul, yeah, get a place together or whatever, right? I'd be interested to see, judging by this email, I'm thinking that your girlfriend is staying in her family home as well and doesn't have her own place either. But that's kind of the next step, really, isn't it? That's what you have to get around. I don't think you should throw it out there at your parents. Right? I can't think you can't. Anyway, get on to us if anyone has been in a similar situation. I know the rule in my house when I was growing up is not under my roof. Until I broke the rule, and then it wasn't so bad anymore. You know, now you could. There was a period there too as well, where when the rule was in full throttle, it was never you can't stay in the house. They were allowed to stay over, but they'd have to stay on the couch. I'd have to stay on the couch, and they could stay in the bedroom, or else they'd have to stay in the spare room. There was no kind of thing as one of the two, you stay in the one bed kind of thing. Interesting. I'm in the exact same situation, Cade says. I feel like I'm not ready to move in together yet, so I don't know what to do. I think we'll just have to stick with it for the moment. I think my boyfriend would be too terrified to stay in my house. Anyway, well, Catherine's on the line. Catherine, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm good. You are in a similar situation.
I was 9 years ago.
That's a different thing altogether.
Yeah, same guy though, so that's all good.
Okay, so what happened, right? So 9 years ago, what was it, your house or his house that you weren't allowed to stay
over?
My
house. Right, yeah, okay. So my parents were the same very much. Not under our roof, no way. No, and he was saying you have to stay in the spare room and the whole lot. And the same as your emailer, we were allowed to stay in his house with his mom, not a problem. And after a while, and I'd say about a year, we went traveling, we did Southeast Asia, and then when we came back, we kind of had this, you're over it now by this point, I hope. We've been travelling, we've been everything. So I'd say when his mom gets used to the idea, she'll just get, yeah. It'll become the norm. Like,
he's 24. I mean, at 24 years of age, I think my mom pretty much had given up.
12.
She'd given up on me at that stage. You know?
Yeah.
But there's an interesting message in here, Catherine, that I want to read to you, right? And this comes in from John. And John says, Ferg, my daughter is now 24. We had her when we were quite young. She now likes to bring over her boyfriend. We don't have a problem with her, with him staying in her room. That happens all the time, but we have made it very clear to her that we don't want anything happening once he's staying over. I won't lie, it breaks my heart every time he stays over, even though he's a lovely fella. Yeah, I think that's just a natural instinct though as a dad, is it? Just to be kind of protective.
I think everybody, like if somebody's little girl or little boy, and I think everybody feels that. It's a huge step.
Yeah. In honor of Jesus, how do you think that we ended up on the planet, for God's sake?
Funny story.
That, I mean, that takes a lot of practice for anyway, listen, come here. Thank you so much for coming on with us, Catherine.
No,
really appreciate it.
Have a great one.
Yeah, I'm loving this. I actually think that's great advice from Catherine there with Declan's email. I think that, wait along. Wait it out, man. Wait it out. And surely they'll cop on after time and say, well, hold on a second now, right? We know. Yeah, man moment thing. Yeah. We've got Angie on the line. Angie, how are you?
Hello, Dr. Fergal, how are you?
I'm very, very good. Angie, you're a mum of two young boys.
Yes, now they're not Declan's age, but I am a mum of two boys.
No, but that's good enough for me. So, your attitude towards this, being a mum, okay, and your boys are eventually going to be Declan's age.
Yes.
What is your attitude? If they were Declan's age, what would you say?
I would rather have a sit-down conversation with them and talk it over and make sure that they're being responsible, and that, to me, having that relationship with my son and his girlfriend is more productive than saying not under my roof, because they're doing it anyway.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with you. 100% I am with you. It is better to err on the side of caution and educate as opposed to just say no. It's like everything in life. You say no, you can't drink. No, you can't do this. You can't do that. You're guaranteed they're going to go, well, I'm going to try it behind your back. You know,
exactly. So we've all been there and done that and bought the t-shirt, you know.
Yeah, that's it. There's a great line, actually. Colomini has it in the Snapper. I think it's something like that Crombie coat was the best form of contraception that was ever bought, because there was no more rolling around in fields after that.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that exactly.
Anyway, Andrew, this has been a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you, Fergal.
Have a lovely day. That is a good, mature attitude to have there, you know. Educate, more important. Anyway, thank you so much to everyone who's sending in these messages. Anonymous one after coming here. I was seeing a lad for a while, stayed in his home house one night. Bearing in mind he's 25, I didn't think that there'd be any issue. However, there was an issue, and his mom had warned him not to have anyone staying over. He was going to drive me home the next morning, but when he looked out of his bedroom window, his mom was standing with the keys of his car, waving then at him. She then drove off with them. Oh, what a lovely lady.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.